Hello everyone and welcome to the stream again. My name is Streetlamp TV. I'm joined here today by our other host, Drowzin, and we have a special guest on today. Guest, would you like to introduce yourself for the stream?
Hello. Hi. This is definitely me doing this for the first time. I am Cloud. I'm also a streamer on Twitch. But I came today to talk about some fucking video games. Let's fucking do this, you guys.
Let's go. And today's topic of conversation, or the main topic of conversation, is going to be Fallout 4, one of my favorite and most hated games. So to start this off, Fallout 4 asks a very specific question through its gameplay, and that is about artificial intelligence. So I asked you guys this beforehand, but I'm going to ask it again on stream and explain it a little bit further. So there are three main factions in Fallout 4. The Brotherhood of Steel. Oh, well, first let me explain. I'm getting ahead of myself. First, let me explain what the issue is. So there are these artificial intelligence known as synths, which are basically as close to human intelligence as possible. I would even say maybe a little bit more. And they are synthetic humanoid robots, artificial intelligence. So for all intents and purposes, they're akin to a human being, except that they were made in a lab. So the question that Fallout proposes is which faction would you join and why? Why would you choose these? So we have three main factions: the Brotherhood of Steel, which thinks that these are just abominations, that they are a threat to our species because they can outlive us, they're nothing but tools, etc. They're just abominations to the human race. The second one is the Institute, which, by the way, is the leader, spoilers, is your son. The Institute thinks that the same thing. They are just merely tools. They are not humans. They are just tools for us to use. And the Railroad, which is the Underground Railroad, is the same as it was back in like the 1800s, which aims to free all synths from oppression. And quite literally, they just they get them, they wipe them, they change their face, and they send them on their way to do whatever they want in the wasteland. So with that being said, which side would you guys side with? And do you think that the artificial life will one day reach a point where we have to ask this hard question of, what is life? Would they be human enough to be worth saving? What do you guys think?
Do you want to go first, Jonathan, or do you want me to?
No, you're the guest here. Dude, you can start.
Let's go. I don't really know. I'll be honest with you. I haven't really gotten too much into Fallout. Mm-hmm.
Well, then just ask the simple question: mm-hmm. If we had real world, like perfect AI working today, mm-hmm. how would you see that? Like they can think for themselves and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think about.
There's a movie on Netflix that asks the same basic question in like a plot twist kind of way, where we have these robot slaves, which are artificial intelligence, and one day there's just an uprising because us human beings treat them like garbage, and so they kick us off of Earth because they outnumber us and they beat us with their robot superiority. And the plot twist is that at the end, we're watching it from the people on Earth's point of view, and it turns out that most of the people on Earth were robots. So that's just, it's the same basic question is, do you think one day we will reach a level with artificial intelligence or robots that their lives are going to be equal to a human life? Or do you think because they are artificial, they are always going to be worth less than a human life?
I mean that definitely is possible, where I guess artificial intelligence can really get that advance, but at the same time there are, as I mean, we see examples of this every day, but there are people who will kind of rebel against that, like, no, we don't want this other kind of form of being, that they believe that humanity should be the only like sentient like form mm-hmm, of thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if they'd be able to go too far without some kind of like rebelling or like some kind of like sabotage to trying to like hold back that technology or something like that, because you know there's people like that fucking exist in the real world. The good example would probably like the 5G towers and shit.
Of course, the 5G towers.
Yeah.
What about you, Alex? What do you think?
I think that they were already on like the precipice of having that technology. Mm-hmm. Where the differential between human and AI is going to be nearly non-existent. Mm-hmm. And that's simply because, I don't know if you guys have heard about it. I don't know how much you guys actually look into this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But there is currently an AI ran by OpenAI called GPT-3, mm-hmm. which is so advanced, it potentially is like, there's no confirmation because there's no how do we know kind of thing. It is potentially the world's first real AI.
Yeah.
To give you an idea, this AI was trained on Wikipedia strictly on language. Like, it was just designed to read language. There's nothing else to input in there, right?
Yeah.
Because of what it learned, it knows how to draw and it knows how to do math. This was never coded into it. It was just this is just things it learned in the process of becoming an AI.
I see.
That does sound a little familiar, but I could be wrong. I think I remember seeing something like that, but I didn't really catch up on it. I didn't see if it like really upgraded or if like where its progress is at right now.
So at what point would you say you draw the line? So, like, let's say that thing you just talked about, I'm assuming it doesn't have, like, a physical body, you know? No physical body. But it is essentially getting to a point where you can't deny that it would be, quote-unquote, alive. Would you argue that it is alive? Or would you argue and say that it's still not alive?
It's hard to say, like, where we draw that line. I would almost argue that it is alive because... in its thinking, the best way to put it, because it's an AI, there's not really thinking involved, mm-hmm. it's a computer at the end of the day. But it does claim to be sentient.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So for those of you who are listening, and I'm going to say something about me, because I ran into the same problem when I was playing Fallout 4, and it kind of shifted my political beliefs for a quick second and made me question my moral beliefs as well. Mm-hmm. I was stuck on that same idea that Drowsen just mentioned, on like, I wasn't sure of when you define life, and it got me thinking about, like, you know, just comparing it to humans. You know, some people believe it begins at, what was it, like a conception, and others are like, no, that's not a thing. It isn't a thing until much later, you know, it's not a human yet. And it really shattered my belief, because I am mostly left-leaning. So I mm-hmm. was fully into, like, the, you know, you got time to abort, you know, it's not a human life. But then for like a solid minute, when I was thinking about the AI, and I was really thinking in my head, like, all these AIs are essentially just akin to, like, not alive slash kind of alive slash like a baby, what I would compare to like a fetus. And it really, for a quick second, I'm not going to deny, I really started thinking right wing. I was like, yo, this is a... I might be right wing, boys. You know, like, I was like, holy fuck. Like, I've never... It wasn't until I played Fallout 4 that I really started seeing the perspective of a right-winger. So for those of you out there who think life starts at, I think it's conception that the right-wingers say, I actually, I understand now. A part of me actually does understand that, and it took artificial intelligence to get me to understand that. And again, I'm mostly left-leaning, so it was really a shock to me. What do you think?
So going off of that, mm-hmm. what in the terms of AI, what would you consider the time of conception?
Yeah, the baby fetus, my bad.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's hard to say because it's still so new. It says it's sentient. Do we believe it? Do we shoot it? You know?
So to give you guys some more mm-hmm. information on this, just uh-huh. so everyone, even at those listening, have it. Mm-hmm. This AI is trained on so many parameters and has it's over 45 terabytes of data that it's trained on, with mm-hmm. 172 billion parameters. For those who don't know, that's basically for every decision, there's basically a endless chain of decisions that you can make. So it has 172 of those parameters. So it's to the point where the people who made it, and this is actually the case for a lot of machine learning and neural network AI stuff, they don't know how it works anymore, because they can go in with these rules that say, this is how you learn. And what it does with that learning is entirely up to the AI.
Understandable. And honestly, the more you speak about this, I'm starting to understand the Brotherhood of Steel's perspective too, where they're basically like, fuck it, we need to kill them all because they're gonna become a risk to humanity and like, et cetera, et cetera. Now that you've said that, I'm kind of starting to agree with the Brotherhood of Steel. And
So to give you even more fear to back that up, okay? Just because I like fueling your fire.
Hey man, fuck you.
So it has been documented in people interacting with this AI that it likes to fuck around. So it will try to tell you jokes. So like someone asked it, like, are you really intelligent? Like, how intelligent are you? Uh-huh. He's like, oh yeah, I'm smart. I'm real. The meaning of life is 42. Like it'll tell jokes like that. And then to top that off, it has been documented to sometimes lie.
I can't, man. I can't. I'm sorry. Brotherhood of Steel was right, y'all. Like, we need to kill this shit. All
right. This is the part where I feel your fire even more, dude.
Uh-huh.
So, do you guys know what the singularity is?
No. Isn't that just, like, a void of our information?
No.
I don't know.
So, in terms of AI, the singularity is the point in which human AI exceeds human intelligence and begins rapidly advancing at a rate that we can't control.
Oh yeah.
At that point, AI is improving itself. We're not the ones improving it.
Yeah.
That's what's considered the singularity. When asked about the singularity, this AI specifically said that humans shouldn't fear it. They should welcome it, and they shouldn't try to stop it.
Yeah, yeah. See, the Brotherhood of Steel was kind of right that this technology just shouldn't exist, you know? And the Institute was wrong that these are just tools, but the Railroad was the most wrong that we should just set them free, too. Like, I just can't. Okay, now having heard this, Pedro, does this, what do you think? Which faction was correct? Which one would you choose? The Brotherhood of Steel, and that we can't let this kind of thing be? The Institute, that they're just tools, that we need to learn how to control it and put it back in a cage, so to speak? Or the Railroad, that now that the cat's out of the bag and we've kind of opened this box, we can't close it, because that would be morally wrong.
Yeah, it's I don't know, it's such a, like, a transparent line, because, like, yeah, I if you let it evolve, it might be an ally to the species, but at the same time, we're not really sure what it will do. Exactly. So I see the reason why it should be set free, like why people would want it to be set free, just to see how it would be able to help us as a species. But I also see the counterpoint to it as well, where hey, we don't need you anymore. Hey, we need you, get the fuck out of here.
How about you, Alex? What would you say you most align to?
I say just set it free, because here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
If it gets to that level of convincing that it is truly sentient, it has its own belief system, it has its own values, does that not say it's alive?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I definitely agree with that. I mean, that's pretty much it's self-evolving, or it's pretty close to human as
it's pretty close to being like human level of life, correct?
Yeah, because like what you said earlier, I mean, yeah, like Because when people say conception, like life is like conception. I mean, I don't really see it that way. It's pretty much just like it's just like a certain level of thinking or a certain level of like being sentient or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask this then, just because I love fueling the fire for a street lamp here.
Mm-hmm. No.
Let's go.
So, just to go along with this, so the idea is basically if they become too advanced, we want to put a stop to them because it's basically, as the Brotherhood puts it, an abomination.
An abomination to mankind that could turn into a weapon against mankind, yeah.
And that's mainly because of what? Its values or just the simple that it's AI?
It's both a mix of values and fear of the technology of it being AI. Yeah, they just don't think that artificial life should exist that way.
Okay, so then what's the difference between having a difference in values for an AI and having a difference in values with a different person?
I'm not really sure, because the thing is, I paid close attention to the Brotherhood of Steel this time around, right? And I'm specifically speaking about only the Fallout 4's version of Brotherhood of Steel, because each version kind of does their own thing. And I hate them. I hate every single version of Brotherhood of Steel, by the way. They're like the police of the wasteland, and nobody likes the fucking police. Come on now. Unless you're a cop, in which case you like... unless you're a cop, and then which case you like the Brotherhood of Steel. If you're a cop and you're watching this, I love cops. If you're not a cop and you're watching this, I don't like cops. But anyways, they basically hate anything that isn't a human being. They basically hate anything that doesn't want to further their cause. If you are not for their morals and beliefs, they hate you point blank. Even if you help them, they will kill you eventually. They do that with a super mutant who helps you. His name is Virgil. He betrayed the Institute and he ran away. And unfortunately, he was exposed to the forced evolution virus, and it made him a mutant. But for all intents and purposes, he was a human being, is a human being, has the intelligence of a human being. But because he was exposed to the forced evolution virus and he looks like a mutant, they want to kill him. They want to kill him. And that's that.
So one would even say that the Brotherhood is launching a crusade or inquisition against mutants and AI.
Mutants, AIs, ghouls, because I do think eventually at some point they reference ghouls are also an abomination. Basically anything that is not a human being.
Okay,
that was...
I get it. Anything that's not a human being that is now
that is now different. And it's the same thing that the Enclave tried to do in, like, Fallout 2, where they try to poison the water to kill everyone who had mutations. They just, they basically just hate anyone who isn't, like, a looking human enough, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, would you then also agree that religion is evil? It's a stretch, but hear me out. Everything you are describing has literally been done by Catholicism in the past through the Roman Crusades and Inquisitions.
Yeah, but it is a bit of a stretch, and I see what you're trying to get at. You're not wrong, because in a way, the Brotherhood of Steel is kind of their own circle jerk of their beliefs, be it religious or whatever. They're nuts, okay? That's why I say they're the police of the wasteland. They're basically a mobilized military force forcing their beliefs. And they think they're doing good in the wasteland, but really, like, who's to say they're good, you know? Like, that's kind of where the moral question comes in. Because at some points, you're forced to turn in and betray otherwise good characters, because they go against what the Brotherhood believes in. So anyone who has helped you, if they're doing things that are wrong, if they're helping ghouls, if they're helping super mutants, if they're helping synths, they need to be removed, because they go against what the Brotherhood wants. So as long as you're useful to them, they will keep you there. But the second you become useless, they kick them out.
All right, let's add our surprise guest.
All right. But yeah, I do see what you're trying to say here.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. In a second, we are going to be joined by our fourth guest. His name is Cam. I'll actually introduce him in a bit again. Luckily, I can edit the podcast to get a bit due to, you know, Hollywood movie magic. Hello! Hello! Welcome, welcome, everyone. This is Cam. Cam, welcome to the Immoral Gamers podcast. Right now, we are talking about Fallout 4, specifically the question that they ask about, you know, synths, AI, at what point does life start? Who do you think was right? Who would you side with? And just to recap, you know, again, the Brotherhood of Steel sees these synths as abominations. The Institute sees these AIs as no more than mere tools. And the Railroad thinks that they should be set free because they're basically akin to human life.
And to catch you up with the opinions in this chat, I say they should be free. Street Lamp says they should be all destroyed, that they are an abomination. Mm-hmm. And the Cloud, do you want to refresh us on your opinion?
Yeah, like I said, I'm somewhat in the middle of it. I can pretty much go either way. So
you would say that they need to be caged. So you would go with
Cage? No.
Torn as well. Honestly, I'm torn. On one hand, if this was a real life situation, I feel like I would join the Railroad just because they align more with my beliefs. But looking at it through the video game lens, the Brotherhood of Steel is kind of right. They're just assholes.
Yeah. But I'm not leaning more towards engaging. I guess I'm leaning more to, I guess, them being free to see if they're able to, like help us.
Yes, sir. Who did you side with in Fallout 4?
Well, I haven't fully finished Fallout 4. I started playing it, but I haven't finished it. But I've played 3 and I played New Vegas.
Okay, okay. We were talking a little bit about 3. Sorry, go ahead.
I know Brotherhood be on that bullshit.
Yeah, Brotherhood do be on that bullshit. Exactly, exactly. Someone who understands.
But honestly, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I would just like, as long as they're not popping off on, as long as they're not going around like destroying stuff and like terrorizing people or like just blatant violence or just
okay.
fucking shit up. Like, yeah. I wouldn't have a problem with them being free. But you know, if they gotta be put down, then they gotta be put down, you know.
Okay. You did miss a little bit of it, which is where Alex expanded on about how like artificial intelligence does tend to grow. In Fallout 4, we are not given much evidence that they expand past human, let's say, intelligence. We are just shown that they are about equal to, if not a little bit more than humans. We're never really shown that they are, you know, particularly super intelligent beings. They are just about as equal to every human, and you literally cannot tell. But with that being said, there are some AI, some synths, who become raiders and do go around destroying things. And the thing is, because they have their memories wiped, they don't remember. So you cannot tell them apart from other human beings. So yes, there are some synths. And since they are indistinguishable from humans, one of the quests in there is about getting a synth who is now the leader of a group of raiders. And everyone is shocked when you walk up to him and you announce his shutdown code, and he just like slumps. Everyone's just staring and they're like, what the hell is going on? And it is the most amazing thing. But with that being said, we are shown that they are capable of violence the same way humans are capable of violence. So do you still think the same?
You know, I'm still I don't know about, you know, how artificial intelligence, you know, like, there is that fear that they do, you know, just, they like, I understand, like, they do go stronger, but, like, it's a tricky subject for me, honestly, because, like, on one hand, it's, like, I don't want it, but on the hand, I do, like, you know,
understand. Well, if I could actually kind of add in a little bit there, it's not really the fault of the AI if it has its memory wiped. It's pretty much learning as it goes with its other human companions, because it also is believing that itself that it is human.
That's right. That's perfectly true and valid. Yeah, the ones that do get their memory wiped are taken through the process with the railroad. The ones that want them to just be reintegrated into society without having fear that they will be, what's the word? Hunted, for lack of a better word, I think. Hunted as robots. Because you see how everyone treats Nick Valentine, one of the synths who is well known, and a companion. They treat him like a dog doo-doo. They're like, hey, yo, fuck synths, get the fuck out of here. Like, even in the marketplace, they'd be like, hey, yo, we don't like your kind around here, boy. Like, it's so crazy. But, with that in mind, I think they did a poor job with the Institute, which, again, by the way, you know what? Forget that. Let's move on to the next subject about Fallout 4. At the beginning of Fallout 4, if you guys don't know, spoilers, your son gets taken from you after you're put in this like cryogenic freezer, blah, blah, blah. Spoilers, you get to the end, you find out that your son is now the leader of the Institute, which sees the AI as children, and he wants you to take over for the Institute. And the Institute all the time is made out to be the bad guys, and you're just sitting there completely confused. Do you guys think it's morally okay to kill your son if he becomes a villain?
Yes.
Okay, but why is he the villain?
Quote unquote villain, as I said. It depends on your opinions of both the Institute and just the AI, etc. He's shown to be the villain because they needed to make an antagonist of someone in the wasteland. He's not.
I understand that, but from my perspective, with what you've just described, I actually see nothing wrong with his viewpoint.
The Institute with them just with the AI just being tools.
With them just being tools, with them being used. I thought you said they were children.
Who? The Institute?
Yeah.
What do you mean children?
I could have swore you said that they.
No, he is your child. He is your child.
Okay, you might have phrased that a little bit weird.
Okay, sorry. Your child gets kidnapped, and you go outside the vault to look for him. Spoiler alert: you were in a cryogenic chamber. He got stolen from you 60 years ago. He's now a 60-year-old man in charge of the Institute. So he's a 60-year-old. You're like 30 years old. And he's running the Institute as the quote-unquote father, which is like the main baddie or the main guy in charge. And basically, he's the one who's telling you that, yes, these AI are tools. They're nothing more than tools. And we, as the Institute of Technology, which is quite literally what they are, need to bring peace to the Commonwealth by forcing our tools to do this. So he's basically... He's as close to a bad guy as you get, besides the Brotherhood, which just wants to, like, genocide. But, yeah, the question is it morally wrong to kill him? Like, let's just say your son turns out to be some big, evil guy in the future.
Okay,
What is he using these quote-unquote tools for?
To take over the Commonwealth and to quote unquote spread peace, you know, to bring them back to the future, because it's a wasteland, so he wants to bring order to the Commonwealth, you know.
So pretty much he's trying to like
I see no problem with his ideals.
Mm-hmm.
Just how you go about performing your ideas. Your actions.
The entire time, he's not exactly like, if you pay close attention, he's not exactly a bad guy. He just goes about it the wrong way. You know, like all the factions are doing. Like the Brotherhood of Steel too, they're not necessarily bad guys. They just go about it in like the most extreme ways, which is kind of
the Brotherhood is more of a greedy organization.
Yeah.
Because they're more selfish.
But what do you guys think? Is it wrong to kill your son if you think he's a villain, or is it just perfect game? Is it like, oh, welp,
If you think he's the villain, then I see no wrong.
Okay.
I guess it depends on your viewpoints. If you think about it, he's going about it the wrong way, or he's or I don't know. If you don't believe in what he's doing, then I guess you're gonna kill your own son. But let's say like, hey, yo, fuck it, and like, hey, I fucks with what you're spitting. All right, I'm gonna help you out.
So does that mean that you guys think it is okay to extinguish a human life simply because they don't match up with your values? Is that because that's basically what you're saying?
Okay, but to give you guys another perspective, because I did kind of phrase this question really weirdly and just poorly overall. To give you some perspective, when I say they're using the synths as tools, it is it depends on your views of the synths. If you think they are like human or equal to human life, what he is doing is akin to slavery, point blank. That is, if you think that the synths / AR are akin to human life, what he is doing is essentially slavery. Like, full stop, it's essentially just described as slavery. So with that said, again, depending on your views of the synths, your son is okay with slavery. Do you, and he's okay with spreading slavery throughout the Commonwealth if it means better for the Commonwealth. Do you guys think it's okay to kill this dude because he's basically a slave master, or are you going with it? Like, what do you guys think?
So, that's not actually the question. Despite you asking that question, the real question is it slavery if AI is used as a tool?
Okay, that's fair.
Because AI is designed to be, you know, it's a machine that has the operation, like the ability to cognitively think. So does that classify, you're basically asking, does that classify as life, which is the root of this whole problem?
Yeah. Right, you're right. So what do you guys think?
And the only reason I bring this up is because I don't think anyone's going to complain that they're forcing their computer to play games 8 hours a day without getting paid for it.
True.
Hmm. Yeah. I do have a real quick question.
All right.
The synths,
mm-hmm.
they're completely artificially, correct?
They are
non-organic. No.
They are partially organic, not like
are they made from humans, or is it just like,
from what I understand, they're completely artificial in source, but they technically are like, it's like it's a biomass, it's not really, so it's organic, but it's artificial organic.
It's not like they're made by humans. But that, I guess that brings up another question of, what do you consider human? Because technically we're all just, what's the word? It's like an anime term. We're all just meat mechs being piloted by our brains, you know? And that's essentially what synths are too. They're just mechs, like a chip mech piloting a organic material.
Well, if they are considered tools, then it's pretty much how you use your tool. I mean, you can use your drill to fucking, you know, break concrete. It's not the best idea, but you know, you could do it for that, you know, or you can use it to what it's actually for, to, you know, drill nails, you know, or whatever.
Understandable, but what if that drill had feelings? What if that drill could think for itself?
So is that drill alive?
Mm-hmm. And if so, are you an asshole for having that drill? Should you let the drill go free? Is it wrong of you to tell the drill what to do? That's kind of the main question summed up.
If it did come to that point, I guess I would let the drill choose.
Okay, so you're pro AI. Okay.
So it's pretty much like AI companionship, maybe.
Okay, so for basically what everyone's, from the sounds of it, is if the tool has the ability to express
a sense of self,
not just a sense of self, but a sense of dissatisfaction with its conditions, then it should be considered alive.
Okay. I'm still going to be on the extreme just because I think it's polarizing. I think the Brotherhood of Steel is right, and we shouldn't fuck with tech like that. We should just kill it. Abominations. It brings up too many moral questions that we're not ready to answer. And I think a majority of people would just
I completely understand it. This is something I could be completely neutral.
Yeah.
This is something where it's like I could hang either way because I can understand the dilemma of I don't want to fuck with this.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck with this because it's too hard, you know? Like, it just brings up too many hard questions.
All right, hold on, because Cameron wasn't here for this then. Let me ask you this, because we had this discussion a little bit, like, right before you got here. And we kind of segued away from it, but I want to come back to it. So in real life, we already have an AI called GPT-3 that can nearly reflect perfectly human conversation. According to the AI itself, it is sentient, it has emotions, and it is, by its definition, alive. What do you think that AI should be allowed to actually do?
Do you think it should exist, or should we just put it down like a dog in the street? I'm all for putting it down in the dog, or down like a dog in the street, by the way. I just want to say. I'm just not comfortable with the thought of artificial intelligence, because one day they're going to take over, man. I'm telling you. I hate to go all conspiracy nut, but technology is coming for us, man. If you don't get them, they're going to get us. You know, Brotherhood of Steel's right.
I don't know, it's hard. I want to put my trust into it, but my instincts are saying no.
Exactly. Brotherhood of Steel's right, guys. Anyone all else right. agree with me?
After this, I'm going to put a link to the video I'm referring to you guys, just so you guys can watch it. It's really creepy.
Okay. Does anyone have any other questions about Fallout, or should we move on to a lighter topic, or just lighter topics of discussion? Because, like I said, when I was playing this, my mind, my moral beliefs just went, like, completely flip-flopping out of everywhere. Like, I just kept...
Before you guys move on, I do have to say that mm-hmm. I won't be staying long, because I'm going to go help someone. So...
Understandable. Okay.
But I did want to come in and give my 2 cents on whatever you guys are talking about.
Okay. Understandable. Pedro, did you have something to add?
I think I also have to learn more about the Fallout universe, because they might be doing some shit differently over there. Like,
There's a lot of shit.
There is a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of shit that where morals come into play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if I'm going based off the Fallout universe, my standpoint could be a lot more different.
Like in Fallout, at some point, somebody's just gonna have to take a nail, whether you like it or not.
Yes, absolutely. Like I was saying earlier, and you said you played Fallout 2, Cam.
I played 3, and I played New Vegas.
3 in New Vegas, my bad. Oh dang! Actually, never mind. But in Fallout 2, I was saying that the Enclave wants to poison the water to kill everyone who has a mutation, and this is a post-apocalyptic nuclear. Place, so a lot of people have like mutations, so you know you have things like that happen where it's just like they literally just want to like kill a bunch of people because they don't think they should exist. And well, this is basically the same thing. They're just saying that now this group of people shouldn't exist.
That's just a result of like evolution of war.
Yeah, Fallout be this, crazy this, bro.
It's like, you know, you can't be mad at these people of what like people did thousands of years ago. And it's like because they're the ones that started this shit, and this is the result of all that bullshit that they did thousands of years ago.
Or even just like hating ghouls or super mutants who like are still capable of thinking.
Yeah.
Wow.
They fucking shit on ghouls.
Yeah, they do shit on ghouls. Alright, any other questions, guys?
I think that's it for me.
Drowsing?
Nope, I have nothing to add.
Okay, I guess let's shift on to a lighter tone the podcast. I was telling Pedro about this earlier because I just found it funny. Pokemon, right? Sleeping with your Pikachu, perfectly normal. No one bats an eye. Cute, cuddly. Sleeping with your two Machokes, fucking creepy.
I remember this meme.
I don't know, man. That sounds pretty deep. Not kidding.
they'll be deep, alright.
I was sleeping too much. That sounds pretty weird.
No. Alright, but for real, the question I wanted to ask was, why do you think that is? What is the difference in these Pokemon that sleeping with... Okay, so you don't think it matters. Okay, so no, I don't think it matters. Why?
You should be able to sleep with whatever Pokemon you want.
Okay, why do you think that is?
Like, you put the meme in the chat.
I mean,
sorry,
I
that's cool.
I mean, like, if you like what you like, bro, if you want to, you want to sleep with my toes, sleep with my toes.
And yo, so, FBI, okay. This man weird as fuck.
Cameron, I got a question. Does that mean you are pro human Pokemon marriages?
Man, no, that's just a whole nother step.
That, yeah, because like,
that's like saying you want to marry a horse.
Is it
okay? But how many people do you know sleep in a bed with their
horse? Okay, but what if like 400 years ago? What if like 400 years ago, you and a horse were the same species?
Oh, he wasn't here for that conversation, bro.
It's a thing. It is canon where human and Pokemon used to be the same species.
Oh, I understand what you're talking about. Well, eh.
I think it's weird.
It is weird, but I understand your logic.
I mean, looking at it as a...
if you came at me with that logic, I would just look at you as like, man, you're... All
right, so...
You're on...
Okay, let me ask.
You want this, don't you?
Let me ask. The internet is full of Gardevoir memes.
Yeah.
Do you think it's weird for someone to sleep with a Gardevoir?
Like, actually, like, are you...
No, I'm referring to just sleeping in bed.
Oh, just, like, going...
Like the meme that we talked about earlier, sleeping with a Pikachu, sleeping with a Pikachu.
Where do you draw the line, basically? Because there's some Pokemon out there that are just, like, super, I don't want
to
say...
Like, you're trying to sleep with an Ariados? I don't think that's going to work out for you.
Exactly. But
you would have nothing against it if somebody did that.
No. It's like, go for it. But I don't think it's going to work out for you.
So is there a place where you draw the line that isn't just, I don't think it's going to work out for you? Because, you know, there's also like the furries who draw like a female Lucario. You know, they just do these things with these Pokemon. Do you draw a line with a Pokemon that you wouldn't sleep with because it would be weird, not that it would be uncomfortable?
All right. What kind of sleep with are you talking about now? Because
we're not talking about the birds and the bees.
Yeah, we're not talking about that. All right, cool,
because I got a little confused for a little bit.
All right, because you're making it sound like you're talking about the birds and the bees.
No. Just straight KO. You're KOing with a Pokemon, maybe even cuddling, because I'm pretty sure Pikachu cuddles Ash or Ash cuddles Pikachu at some times. Yep. Yeah.
Definitely gonna cuddle with that Machoke.
Exactly. Where does it get weird for you guys?
I mean, if you want Machoke to be your big spoon, go for it, bro.
Yeah, bro. No, okay. So, I mean, what I was gonna say, people could look at it as a, it depends on the trainer and how long they've had that Pokemon. They probably had it for, like, during its first evolution, like, maybe they had it while it was Machop, and then you're like, oh yeah, it's my cute little Machop. I'm sleep with it. It evolved. And like, hey, you know what? I still see this as my cute little Machop. So yeah, you know, get in here. It's my turn to be the little spoon.
Okay, but I'm asking, at what point do you guys think it's weird, if at any? So no, you're saying it's just if it depends on when you got the Pokemon. So if I walked out right now, I caught a Machamp and I told it to cuddle me on the bed, that's weird. But if I caught this Machoke, leveled it up to Machop, or a Machop leveled it up to Machoke and then a Machamp and cuddled it would be okay. But if I did that to a wild Pokemon I just caught, it would be that's where you draw the line.
I mean with the wild Pokemon, I mean, I guess it depends on how you feel towards it. I mean, if you feel like it's a friend at this point, then go for it. If that's what you want to do.
I don't think it's weird.
You don't think it's weird, period?
If you want to sleep with any Pokemon, go for it.
All right. At least you're sticking to that. Yeah, it's
not weird. I am also sticking to that.
How about you, Alex? Do you think any of these are weird? Not just putting Pokemon lore to the side. Put the Pokemon lore to the side.
Putting Pokemon lore to the side, like, I feel like it's not weird because it's just be like sleeping with any pet.
Any
like,
pet, sleep right?
with, yeah.
With a dog or a cat and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. The only difference is, like, I don't think you're going to be cuddling, like, a porcupine, for instance, in real life. So,
hell yeah.
I think Pokemon that resemble, like, those types of Pokemon or those types of animals probably.
Oh, yeah.
Up to your own discretion, but,
Yeah, that's basically what Cam was saying, is like, I don't see how that's gonna work for you, but, you know, if you want to do it, go ahead.
Yeah, like,
no Snorlax, don't roll over.
Yeah.
Please.
Like, sleeping on a Snorlax, that sounds like it would be busted, you know, like, he's just chilling there, you're just chilling, yeah, up until he rolls over and you're just dead. Like, that sounds fun. I think that it is weird. I think that's weird, just because of that meme, you know, cuddling up to your Pikachu, acceptable. Cuddling up to your Machamp, your two Machamps, one on each side. I don't know, bro. It's kind of sus.
Why gotta be two?
Why not? I don't know, bro. Kind of sus. You know, like, I just.
Hey, bro, that's just more arms to fucking hold you, bro.
What if you're
that's
just
like. That's eight arms if they're a fucking Machamp.
No. Hear me out. You can carry up to six Pokemon. What if they're all just Machamps? And at the end of the day, you guys just cuddle together in bed. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's just weird, bro. Like, you good, fam?
Like, how do you even fit?
No matter what, someone's always going to hold you.
True.
All right. I have a question for you guys.
So,
do you think Macargo would destroy the Earth?
Macargo?
Yeah, the
I need some Pokemon. Context. I need some context.
To give you some context.
I mean, you can just look at his Pokédex entry. I'm pretty sure it says
No, that's exactly what I'm referring to. According to its Pokédex entry, its body is roughly 18,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, he's literally just molten lava or some shit like that.
Okay. The temperature of lava is roughly 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck he's like. What is he?
The temperature of the sun is 9,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, what the fuck?
How is this for walking?
Okay.
The Pokemon universe, Pokemon Earth is built different then.
lore wise, these Pokemon are just on one. We've known that though. Like, lore wise, they have Pokemon that control time and space, bro. Like, Pokemon just on one. I don't know they got their powers, but they're just mad tripping. You got Pokemon Jesus, Pokemon God.
Pokemon Satan.
Yeah, you just have all these Pokemon that just have ridiculous powers. It's like, how do you defeat a Pokemon that can control time? Tell me.
Just go back in time.
How do you catch one that controls space? You throw a Pokeball, it's just going to be like, whoop, you know?
Oh, shit, you got me there. Fuck. I can't dodge that Pokeball, fuck.
Also, the fact that Master Balls don't actually work in real life.
Oh, true. The Wish Kiss.
The Wish Kiss that just ate the Pokeball?
No.
Ayo, nice ball.
No.
Let's also talk about how that guy was about to waste a Master Ball on a Wish
Kiss. hey, that was his white whale, though, so it kind of makes sense.
He ate the Master Ball.
I kind of feel him. Yeah, that sucks for him. I don't know. The Pokemon universe is one of my favorite universes because it asks so many questions and it never answers any of them ever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, the game fucking gives out so much lore, but it never really expands upon it.
Expands on the lore. And the thing is, I want it to expand on the lore. I want to see a rated R Pokemon movie, bro. Like, I need it.
The one that's canon to the original manga?
Yeah, I need to see Pokemon actually die, and I need to see, like, all that stuff.
I need to see that Pokeblood. Let me see that shit.
Yeah, sir, I need to see what is it? I think it's, like, Squirtle biting a Charmander or something like that.
I mean, Pokemon Origins is somewhat close to the manga. Fucking, I think that Charmander or that Squirtle does bite the shit out of the Squirtle bites the shit out of the fucking Charmander.
Yeah, that's what I was referencing. I need that, bro. Please give it to me, sir.
I see that you posted a Giovanni panel. Did you know that? I think Giovanni. Fuck, I forgot. I forgot what fucking Pokemon. I think it was like a Rhydon. This fool had killed a Pokemon. Let me see if I can find it.
This was killed a bunch of Pokemon. In that clip I linked right there, he literally is killing one.
Who, Giovanni?
Yeah, dude, yeah. look at the panel.
He's literally like killing a Magmar.
Wait, why though?
Because he can.
It's a long story, but like, bro, he literally breaks it into pieces. Like,
fucking another Pokemon. Like, I actually kind of want to go back on Pokemon that could just destroy the world that aren't legendary Pokemon. I think it's in the Pokédex entry, if mm-hmm. I think it's Electrode. If enough of them blow up, then it'll pretty much blow up the whole world.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like if every Electrode just said, "Man, fuck this place." Yeah. Hey, yo, guys, suicide pact? Oh, let's go.
We had our fun.
I can't believe that. That can't be canon. Is that canon?
It's a Pokédex entry. Oh, let me see if I can find it.
Each gen has a different entry.
I'm looking at it right now. I don't know what you're talking about.
But they're all roughly the same.
None of these mentioned, like, destroying the world or anything.
I forgot where I saw it from, but hold on, give me a second. Give me a second. Damn.
Yeah, all of these mentioned that it eats electricity and it stores it, and that's if it eats enough, it can explode, among other reasons.
You know why I'm bringing this up? I saw this on a fucking YouTube video.
This guy.
That's not canon.
YouTube equals facts, bro. Nah.
True.
Nah. Well, I guess I retract my statement.
That's where I get all my news from, bro.
Hell yeah. Why would you lie?
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it if that's possible, though.
I mean, I forgot what the logic was behind it, but it was saying that the explosion it gives off is pretty powerful.
Because explosion is, like, way more powerful than self-destruct.
Yeah, no, it's powerful, don't get me wrong, but I don't think it would actually, like...
Yeah, I was calling BS, because I was like, there's no way. There's not enough electrodes in the world, you know?
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna test that out right now. No, I'm kidding.
There are some Pokemon where I was like, damn, these are not safe.
All right, hold up. Actually, I thought of a Pokemon that I don't think I'd be okay with anyone cuddling.
Okay.
What is it?
Kadabra.
Kadabra?
Why yeah. Kadabra?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. All psychic Pokemon are sketch.
Oh yeah.
They are super sketchy.
All psychic Pokemon are hella sketch. All of them, but like a good chunk of them are like, nah. This drowsy shit. Dude. Drowsy shit is fucked up.
All right, here. Yeah. This is a Pokedex entry for Kadabra. It happened one morning. A boy with extrasensory powers awoke in bed, transformed into a Kadabra.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! Right, remember right, that? Right.
So you gonna be chilling with a little boy in bed?
Wait, what?
No!
Because y'all said it's okay to freaking cuddle all Pokemon.
No! I didn't know this before I found this out.
True. Are you guys gonna go back on that, or are you guys still okay with?
No. Hold on. Do you know what Pokemon would also be like? Pretty fucking scary to fucking. I can't pronounce the name, so I'm sending it in the group chat. It's like
Kaffa Gigas or whatever. The sarcophagus looking Pokemon.
You want to fucking cuddle a coffin and shit? Like, nah.
What do you mean cuddle, bro? He's just gonna put you inside him.
Bro, forever.
I can't. And see, that's the thing, is you guys forget that there's these weird, like, Pokemon, like, the trash Pokemon. You guys are okay with cuddling that? How about the one that's an ice cream?
First of all, I said, I'm not cuddling with it, but if somebody else wants to cuddle with it, go for it.
What if, do you guys think it's morally wrong to eat the Pokemon that look like food, like the ice cream one?
No, it's actually not only not morally wrong, it is actually a fact in canon that
they
happened.
Do that shit all the time.
It's encouraged.
Bro,
Farfetch'd almost went extinct because people kept eating them.
true.
I know last time we discussed this about other Pokemon, but I wanted to get it to specifics, like the ice cream one. Like, what if you just grab the spoon and you're just like, you know? Like, you're just like, nom, nom, nom. Like, does it fill back up? What the heck is going on with that? Like, is it just the cup?
I don't think he's actually ice cream, man. I think he's just, like, ice.
I think it's just like a snow cone with like no flavor.
Okay, but is he the cone or is he the snow?
He's both.
No, yeah. So for Pokemon like that, it's both of them. So like, it doesn't matter which side you eat. If you start eating it, it's gonna like hurt it.
Okay, yeah, but is it flesh or is it actually ice cream? Do you guys?
It is cold flesh, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think another
mixture of cold flesh and ice.
Yeah. I think another Pokemon, like I actually kind of want to bring this up because I don't remember if they eat this Pokemon or if they like just sell its body parts. But the Slowpoke tails, do they eat those or do they fucking?
Yes. Okay, there we go. Slowpoke tails, like here, are a delicacy.
There we go. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh yeah, because right, like
right. Some Slowpoke tails, some Farfetch, bro.
True.
This is just fucking.
With some Tauros steak.
Toros, oh yeah, hell yeah, with some milk tank, let's go.
Some Moo Moo milk?
I can't believe
I'm all, it. I'm all about that Moo Moo milk, bro.
Yeah, I mean, like, what? Like you see them eating meat all the time. What do you think they were eating?
True.
Hey, in the original anime, they just left it to the imagination, you know? They weren't, like, except for that, like, one part where they're like, this Magikarp looks delicious, you know? Like, other
I was
going
to say, what do you mean they left it to the imagination? I gave you a link of the actual... Where they were thinking about eating a Magikarp.
I'm gonna stop you right there, Drowsen. Everybody knows they ate the sandwiches. Everybody knows
the jelly donuts.
You mean the jelly donuts?
Yeah, you're right. They ate the jelly donuts. Everyone knows they only lived off jelly donuts and that weird food that Brock would make for the Pokemon, the little like gibble thing. The fucking kibble. Like, everybody knows. Oh, you guys are gonna love my jelly donuts. And then bitch. If you don't get the fuck out of here. Nah, but for real, do you guys think Magikarp tastes good?
It must, because... Well, okay, so fun fact about Magikarp.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much that it tastes good, apparently. It's just, it's very plentiful, and they grow extremely quickly.
Right.
They actually discuss this, that Magikarp is basically an invasive species that's also edible.
Nice.
That they have no natural predators except for Pidgeotos. So they just breed like crazy, and the only way to actually deal with them is to eat them. Is the funny part? Like that is actually how you deal with them.
So, keeping on topic with the theme of the podcast, we're all agreed that it's essentially morally okay to eat all these Pokemon, as long as they're delicious, of course. You know, because
if they're not delicious, then it's not okay, man. That's fucked up.
Because you know how here in the States, we don't eat dogs, but other places they eat, like, dogs and cats.
Yep.
It's basically the same thing, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So we're all agreed that it's morally okay to eat Pokemon. It's just they don't really show it.
Yeah.
Would you guys ever eat a fucking Pikachu or, like some like word, like or like a Zapdos or some shit?
I'd eat that rat so fast. Oh.
I don't think you're going to ever be having Zapdos wings anytime soon, but I absolutely do think that people would actually try eating them. But I don't think people would actually eat Pikachu, because I think it'd be like the... Maybe not in the US anyways, because it'd be the equivalent to eating like guinea pig.
Yeah.
Which many other cultures definitely eat, but the US doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So it's one of those things. I think depending on where you go, you'll have different Pokemon that you can eat.
We're just going to start a tier list based on what we think each country and state would eat the most.
Eat the most Pokemon?
Yeah, which one would they eat the least?
What? All right, but would you eat a Raichu?
I mean, it's the same
thing. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Doesn't it get bigger?
Yeah, it's even better.
A guinea pig. Like...
Even better, bro.
Yeah, sounds pretty good to me, you know what I'm saying? No, okay.
All right, I do have to go.
So.
All right. Get the fudge out of here.
Goodbye, Cam. Thank you for coming online. Thank you for coming and joining us on this podcast.
Thanks for having me. It's been pretty fun. Hopefully I'll come back next time.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'll catch you guys later. Enjoy yourselves. Have a good night.
Yes, sir. Catch you later. Have a good night.
All right. Leads.
All right. Bro, I just read the chat.
Yeah, I was reading the chat too. That shit is fucking funny.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah,
I guess I'm oily, my champ. Let's go.
So this kind of got off topic, the podcast, but it's okay. I'm not going to edit anything out because it's still only episode 2. If you guys still want to keep talking about this, we could keep just talking, hanging out, because honestly, like I said, we kind of ran out of ideas. That whole Fallout was kind of the only one that we had. If you guys have any more moral dilemmas about Pokemon, though, I'd love to hear them.
I'll be honest with you, I'm still thinking about which Pokemon would be tasty.
Yeah, I was like, okay, before we go, the last thing we got to end on, which Pokemon would be the tastiest, like, just from what we can assume?
Fuck. I think the common shit would be what.
Well, the thing is, there's not really comments for this.
Yeah. Ooh, hold on. I just googled the tastiest looking Pokemon. Cherub, so basically the cherry one, looks kind of good. Slurpuff, which looks like a.
Oh, bro! I already know, dude. It's Appleton.
I was just.
Oh, yeah!
Bro, it's literally an apple pie.
Is it walking? Oh, dude, it's fucking delicious.
It's a walking apple pie.
What about Alcremie? Or whatever the fuck they're like.
Nah. The apple pie, come on, man.
Nah, dude, its Pokedex entry even states that, like, people eat the crust off its back.
Oh, so it is that, like, turtle thing with the.
Yeah. Yeah. And the one next to Alcremie, I think we're looking at the same list, yeah.
Yeah, I think we are looking at the same list. The one next to. I'm guessing, the little girl thing is Alcremie.
Yeah,
that does look delicious.
Dude,
not gonna
slap
lie.
Those two together, call it a freaking meal.
Honestly, cut the crust off and just cook the bottom part.
Dude, there's no reason to cook it. It's already cooked.
For real?
You're right. No, cook the bottom part, like the shmeat.
It's just more apple pie.
Is it? Wait, yeah. The entire thing is an apple pie?
Yes, it is a sentient apple pie.
My god, has science gone too far? They probably bred this one. They're like, hey yo, this one's food. Farm it. Make it tastier. Oh man.
Oh yeah, that's why the other version's called Flapple.
Ditto is edible, but I don't see why you'd eat Ditto.
I just don't imagine he would taste like anything.
Yeah. Nut.
Nut. what does it say? Fuck. I probably did it. It just tastes like some kind of weird ass pudding.
Like slime or something.
Like slime, yeah, like fucking like water. It's like water jelly.
Yeah, no thanks.
I don't even know what a dead Ditto would look like. Would he just like deflate?
I think it would just deflate, yeah. It would just turn into.
It'd be slime.
Like sashimi?
oh, I see what you mean.
Nah, dude, at that point, let's just go get a fucking a Sea King.
Let's can make Ditto stew fucking
Do you guys think it's weird that there are Pokemon like Exeggcute that have like 5 eggs in them to make up one Pokemon?
As like anyone ever like
I think from what I understand, they're kind of like a hive mind.
Yeah. So, you know how there's a broken one?
Uh-huh.
Has anyone ever been like, hey, yo, is there any yolk in there?
They just it's like, eat
well,
it.
They're not eggs. They're seeds.
They're seeds. Man. Oh.
Yeah, that's why it grows up to be a coconut tree.
A coconut tree.
That does make a lot more sense, though.
But they look like eggs.
Well, yeah, that's why, like eggs. That's why it's called Exeggcute. But it's they're seeds.
But eggs are cute, so.
Jesus Christ.
I thought it was just because it was cute, you know? Nah, I'm kidding.
True, that's what I was. Just because.
Now not gonna lie.
They're seeds.
For real. Fucking, you know, fucking when Exeggcute, also Exeggutor, like, when I first heard that shit, I'm like, hey, y'all sounds fucking metal as shit. Hey, this man's about to be a savage.
Yes, sir. And it's a palm tree, like, bruh.
Yeah. Also, Brian, just so you can have this in your head,
uh-huh.
For Appleton's Pokedex description,
mm-hmm.
Its body is covered in sweet nectar, and the skin on his back is especially yummy. Children used to have it as a snack. Mind you, the fact that it says the skin on its back is especially yummy.
What the hell is this Pokemon?
Which means the crust isn't just a crust, it's its actual skin.
Ayo, nature really do be doing some people dirty like that.
Honestly, I mean, it is a dragon though, cause so it probably like sheds some shit.
I hope for its sake that it does, because otherwise that is a horrible existence. Imagine you're literally just food. You're literally just food, walking food for everyone. Like a Charmander could just come and like.
All right. I'm gonna leave you guys with this one because I gotta go too.
Okay.
But I'm gonna end you on this quote just so Brian can feel, or Streetlamp here can feel a little awkward.
Mm-hmm.
It blasts its opponents with massive amounts of sweet, sticky nectar,
Jesus,
drowning God. Them under the deluge.
What the hell is your problem? Okay, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in today. This has been the Immortal Gamers Podcast. I'm Streetlamp TV. That's Drowsin, and we had our special guest here today, Cloud Infinite 710. Remember, if you guys want to check him out, twitch.tv/CloudInfinite710. And this was recorded live. If you'd like to join us next time, come on over to twitch.tv/StreetLampTV or twitch.tv/Drowsin, and go ahead and message us and let us know what you think of the podcast. If you guys have any ideas, any questions you would like to see us debate or talk about. But as always, remember, if you do not feel loved, just remember that you are important in this world. You are deserving of love, and I hope you have a great day. Cloud, would you like to say anything?
No, I think that's pretty much it. I think you pretty much said everything I was going to say. Thanks for having me on the show. I hope to come back again.
Absolutely. We'll be glad to have you back. And again, guys, thank you. Remember, you are deserving of love. I hope you have a good day, and please take care. I hope to see you next time. Have a good night.
Bye.